The review article titled Epigenetic Reprogramming in Myalgic Encephalomyelitis was written by Apostolou and Rosen et al. From Linköping University in Sweden. It was published in the Journal of Internal Medicine on May 1, 2024. In 70% of ME/CFS cases, a major stress event preceding disease onset reactivates a dormant viral infection, most predominantly from herpes viruses such as herpes simplex virus 1 and 2 and Epstein-Barr virus. These highly infectious agents are commonly found in the general population and are particularly skilled at evading the immune system to establish lifelong latency. Approximately 95% of all adults have been infected by Epstein-Barr virus at some point in their lifetime. This article connects the findings of multiple epigenetic studies to explain the onset, relapse, and remission and chronicity of ME/CFS and how a combination of epigenetic changes to both virus and host genomes potentially creates myriad downstream effects that allow symptoms to exist in perpetuity. Epigenetic reprogramming is suggested in ME/CFS and long COVID because symptoms persevere long after the initial cause of illness, indicating the continuation of effector mechanisms, including DNA methylation, chromatin acetylation, histone modification, and alterations to microRNA and long non-coding RNA. DNA methylation changes in ME/CFS were specific to the distinct physiological functions of different cell types. Studies have demonstrated a dysfunctional hypothalamic pituitary adrenal axis, indicating altered stress response. Patterns in DNA methylation tied to immune responses appear to correlate with symptom severity and fluctuate with relapse recovery cycles, particularly in association with post-exertional malaise. Studies of microRNAs in immune pathways could discriminate between ME/CFS and fibromyalgia patients and were indicative of metabolic state. Induction of a group of microRNAs that regulate endothelial function was independent of disease severity, whilst those related to neurotrophic receptor tyrosine kinase signaling correlated with cognitive dysfunction and sensory sensitivities. Herpes viruses have a latent lytic life cycle, in which the virus hijacks the host's cellular machinery, hiding in an inactive state within the nucleus until epigenetic factors signal reactivation. This latency lytic cycle is hypothesized to link with recovery relapse cycles of ME/CFS and long COVID and could be the long-term driving force of epigenetic reprogramming, leading to cell exhaustion, which increases host vulnerability to further infections. Whilst Epstein-Barr virus is epigenetically naive, infection causes epigenetic changes to both virus and host. For some ME/CFS patients, Epstein-Barr virus is a key feature of their illness. The mechanisms that Epstein-Barr virus uses to evade the immune system closely resemble the immune dysregulation described in ME/CFS. Epigenetic reprogramming causing incompetent immunosurveillance could result in increased proliferation of Epstein-Barr virus latent cells. Rather than initial Epstein-Barr virus infection, or another stress event, it could be the reactivation of Epstein-Barr virus that triggers ME/CFS. Epstein-Barr virus may also reactivate human endogenous retroviruses in ME/CFS and long COVID. The authors conclude that, like many chronic illnesses, ME/CFS likely stems from a combination of genetic predisposition and environmental factors. They hypothesize that the prolonged nature of epigenetic changes could explain the complex, systemic nature of ME/CFS and provide new targets for treatments.